The mission of the game plan is to provide leaders with a game plan to create leadership habits that positively impact the employee experience. Many leaders focus on developing their management skills. Fewer focus on developing habits to inspire trust and lead people to achieve their full potential. Some leaders are promoted solely on their business, operational, and/or technical skills. This, however, does not consider their ability to lead people. Simon Sinek says soft skills is not an accurate term to describe effective leadership development. He purports effective leaders need human skills to build harmony and trust and influence employees to fulfill their potential. This game plan outlines important human skills that put leaders on the right track to becoming psychologically safe and inclusive leaders. The game plan introduces leaders to three types of leadership key performance behaviors that, when developed into habits, can positively impact the employee experience. What are leadership key performance behaviors? These are knowledge and skills that a leader uses intentionally or unconsciously when interacting with employees. Mastering any KPB presented in the game plan requires intention and practice. How well a leader masters the three types of KPBs directly impacts how they show up daily and perform in good and hard times. Future of work demands a new leadership model. Stephen Covey Jr. suggests 98% of leaders today operate from command and control, which does not inspire employees to achieve their potential. The future of work research suggests that the command and control leadership style's value proposition is diminishing. Why? 70% of the employee experience can be explained by the leader-employee relationship. Many employees quit their leader, not their employer. The decisions of most workers under 40 to stay with or leave an employer are based on emotions. Employers who want to attract and retain top talent must set the expectation that leaders will be held accountable not only for what they achieve, but also how they get results. Mastery of the foundation, daily and on-demand KPBs to become habits requires desire, practice, and accountability. Notice what percentage of time you spend daily on each of the following elements: business, operations, and people. The majority of command and control leaders spend 98% of their time focused on business and operations. The game plan challenges leaders to develop a variety of KPBs to move them toward investing more time into their people. The payoff is increased retention, passion, loyalty, and performance results. How to get the most out of the game plan? Read the ebook and complete the self-evaluations. Listen to the ebook audio file to reinforce learnings. Map out your action plan for how and when you will practice the foundational KPB conversations. Determine what daily KPBs are habits with all employees. Explore the on-demand habits and self-evaluate how well you are doing with each. Complete a short weekly leadership audit each Friday. Master three KPBs and consider an accountability partner. Unsure how to do any KPBs presented in the game plan? Look inside your organization first. Check out what your human resources department offers to help leaders develop, such as internal and online leadership development courses, coaching, and mentoring. Looking for more options? Peek outside your organization. We promote the University of New Brunswick Certificate in Psychologically Safe Leadership and the Certified Management Essentials. As a leader, keep in mind that every interaction is an opportunity to create a positive charge or a negative drain. It's time to begin your game plan. Good luck!